A 7-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, compiled a list of things for which she is thankful. She began the list with milk and ended with eggs. But in between, there were such things as toys, Christmas, pets, games, of course. But she also put down rain, money, church, schools, firemen, grass, and radio. With Thanksgiving coming up, we here at Monitor thought it'd be interesting to hear the comments of several of our citizens on what they have to be thankful for. Perhaps you'll find they're similar to your own thoughts on the subject. At any rate, we'll be listening to these comments in 4 minutes. With theme music from the film The Seventh Dawn.
When you've got a man job to do, you need new manpower. The power-packed aerosol deodorant. And manpower's got 24-hour staying power. Try it. New manpower. Aerosol deodorant by Scholten. Makers of Old Spice. Just $1. Manpower.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving season? Well, your answer would perhaps be different from your neighbor's or even that of a member of your own family. Anyway, one of our Monitor reporters, Lee Klein, of station WHO Des Moines, decided to ask the question of several persons in his area, and here's his report.
I'd like to have you hear how four people answer this question. First, Elmer Herzberg. He's in Yonkers Rehabilitation Hospital in Des Moines, Iowa. He's learning to walk and to use his arms over again. Last May, a tornado struck his car, it rolled it over, and he was thrown out and lay completely paralyzed. And now he's fighting his way back. He can stand a few seconds, and he has enough use of his arms to propel his wheelchair. He'll tell you what he's thankful for.
I'm thankful that I'm still here on this earth. I feel that I The Lord has some purpose for me on this earth yet, otherwise I wouldn't be here anymore. And I'm thankful that I still have my family with me, and they come to see me almost every weekend, which I'm very thankful for. It's quite a drive, about 200 miles.
Thankful to be alive and to see his family on the weekends. Now, here's another Iowa farmer on his corn picker. That's the machine that grinds through the corn stalks, snaps off the ears of corn, tears off the husks, a lot of gears and chains, and elevates the corn to a wagon treading behind.
Well, I'm Marvin Westfall, Casey, Iowa, a farmer. The things that I'm thankful for this time of the year is the good crop we've had, both corn and beans, and weather we've had been favorable to get them harvested. Of course, we're always thankful that no one was injured in a picker accident or any other kind, and the families hadn't had any accidents or serious illness. Or thankful that we're not in war. I've spent 4 years in the Army myself. I'd hate to see us in anything like that again, and hope we never do.
Usually, you think of traveling to Hawaii. But a newlywed couple from Hawaii reversed this procedure, and they came to live on the mainland. They obtained their car in California, and they drove to the west, feasting on the sights of the national parks. They said they wanted to settle in a city near the center of the United States, where the seasons change, and they chose Des Moines, Iowa. This will be their first Thanksgiving away from their family and away from the islands.
My name is Mrs. Jean Takashika, formerly from Hawaii. I'm thankful for a number of things. First of all, for being an American, we saw the changing of the colors on the trees. We saw them change from green to yellow to all the other wonderful colors that we never saw before in our lives.
We never saw leaves fall off the tree.
And we took many pictures. And sometimes we just go out to the park and sit under the tree and just watch the leaves fall down. They're just like gold pennies from the trees.
Thankful for the beauty in nature. Here's a young Midwesterner, a partner in a small oil equipment distributing business, Ken Hint.
I'm thankful for, I suppose, two real important things in my life for this past year. First, the transition of our government took place so smoothly when our president was assassinated about a year ago. We didn't experience the internal struggles for power that we see taking place in Russia. The most important thing I'm thankful for in the past year is my family. We have a 6-year-old daughter who was born with a cataract blinding one eye. Last week, that cataract was very successfully removed by the local eye surgeon. If we had been citizens of a less prosperous country, I'm sure we would have dreaded this operation because we would have had anxieties about the success of it and about the financial burden we would have been placed under. However, in this case, living in this country, we actually looked forward to it because we have every confidence it would be successful.
Well, that's how four Americans answer the question, what are you thankful for? Now back to Radio Central.
Reporter Lee Klein out in Des Moines. I thought some of those answers were very moving. And I hope that a few people I know were listening. And if they were, I wonder if they're feeling as pessimistic as they usually do. Well, I suppose so. It's the old habit of taking so much for granted. Barry Nelson, back in 1 minute with Monitor. WBOY Clarksburg serves the heart of West Virginia. But wherever you are, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Here's the dream to dream. You and your family aboard a 1965 Owens inboard cruiser, zooming over the big water in solid comfort, enjoying weekends and vacations as you never have before. Owens will help make that dream come true. Right now, Owens dealers are ready to give you their best deal on an Owens flagship or sea skiff on convenient terms. And to put a real glow on that dream come true, Owens will give you a small fortune in extras, their buyer's bonus. When you buy your 1965 Owens before January 31st, you'll receive two major items of Ray Jefferson marine equipment: a 200-mile range radio telephone, and a precision depth finder. Equipment you'd want, but at no extra cost, as gifts from Owens to you. Visit the Owens dealer displaying the big buyer's bonus emblem. Your all-night host is Long John Neville on the conversation station WNBC, AM at FM, New York.
Hi, this is Monitor and Barry Nelson with a story for you. So have you heard the story of Ringo? Not the Beatle Ringo. No, I mean the gunslinger Ringo. Well, he's in that album by Lauren Green, and his story goes like this.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo!
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. Then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
One day, we rode the mountain crest. And I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood, he gained such fame all through the West, they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo!
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo!
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo! 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 Ringo!
Say, did you hear the other Ringo, the Beatle, had a tonsillectomy the other day? Great relief to many parents whose children wouldn't have their tonsils out until Ringo had his out.
Can't you boys give me something more stirring for accent? Say something in between Home on the Range and The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Now, wait a minute.
Cool it, Wolfie. We can do it, right?
Okay. Or on the accent and bring the flavor out. A leg of lamb, a roast, a weenie, chicken on a king or scallopini. You can make a meatball taste the way it never did before. Oh, boy, the classic is too fast, or even a halibut. Who believes the flavor it brings out? And if it's gonna beep, once you bring gilded on, filet mignon, ever after, you'll be grateful you use hack. Then you think you are seasoning your food when you pour on the salt and the pepper. But check with the chefs of the world, and they will tell you which end is up. Believe me, they don't fool around. When they buy it, they have themselves a sack. Then you two can make dinner a smash if all your vegetables and meat are cooked with accent.
But what about Home on the Range?
Well, that's the idea, to get the accent out of the store and Home on the Range.
Upon which to give thanks to God for their preservation and for their good harvest from the virgin soil upon which they had labored. Yet by their faith, they had survived the rigors of the harsh New England winter. Hence they paused in their labors to give thanks for the blessings that had been bestowed upon them by divine providence. This year, as the harvest draws near its close and the year approaches its end, we have, as in the past, ample reason to be thankful for the abundance of our blessings. We're grateful for the blessings of faith and health and strength and for the imperishable spiritual gifts of love and hope. We give thanks, too, for our freedom as a nation, for the beliefs and the confidence we share, for our determination to stand firmly for what we believe to be right and to resist mightily what we believe to be base, and for the heritage of liberty bequeathed by our ancestors which we are privileged to preserve for our children and our children's children. I urge all citizens to make this Thanksgiving not merely a holiday from their labors, but rather a day of contemplation. I ask the head of each family to recount to his children the story of the first New England Thanksgiving, thus to impress upon future generations the heritage of this nation born in toil, in danger, in purpose, and in the conviction that right and justice and freedom can, through man's efforts, persevere and come to fruition with the blessing of God. Let us observe this day with reverence
and with prayer that will rekindle in us the will and show us the way, not only to preserve our blessings, but also to extend them to the four corners of the earth. Let us, by our example, as well as by our material aid, assist all peoples of all nations who are striving to achieve a better life in freedom. Washington, this 27th day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1961. Continues after a brief pause. This is Barry Nelson.
A memorial mass for John F. Kennedy tomorrow morning on the NBC Radio Network.